This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com.
All right, want to talk to a star?
We should.
Man, what a time to be alive for an NC State fan. The women got to the Final Four before the men. So let's talk to Wes Moore, NC State women's basketball coach. Man, I had a good friend of mine who had himself a day, and you guys hit leadoff on Sunday. And, I mean, you guys were awesome throughout. The game was tight until late. What allowed you guys to kind of pull that one out and really maintain that little comfortable edge in the fourth quarter?
Well, I think it's our guards, you know, and of course you start with Isaiah James and Sanaya Rivers, you know, Zoe Brooks coming in doing a great job as well. I just think, you know, we were probably a little more explosive and could get to the rim or at least create something for a teammate. And, you know, late in the game, it was kind of hard for them to press or trap because of that same quickness that we could utilize with those guys. So I think that's the biggest thing. And then River Baldwin had a great fourth quarter. We got the ball. They went zone, but we were still able to get the ball inside some against that. So it was definitely a team effort.
You guys have been in position. You were a number one seed against Connecticut a couple of years ago, and we all know, you know, the unfair nature of playing in Bridgeport. But this was an impressive run because you guys got off to such a great start this season, and for the longest time, I mean, no losses, all of that. How did you guys kind of regather after? It certainly wasn't a tough stretch. But after just, you know, dealing with losses in conference play and in the conference tournament, how did you guys regather, or did you have to?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. You know, I had people coming up to me. We were maybe, I don't know, 24-3 or something, and maybe a couple more than that, maybe 24-4 or 5, whatever. You know, coach, are you going to be able to, you know, turn this thing around, get an email, you're going to be able to fix this mess? Well, you got to look at your schedule. I mean, we had 4 out of 5 games on the road in the ACC. You're going to lose some. I mean, and unfortunately, the schedule was stacked with some tough road games there down the stretch. So I knew when we got the schedule, this is going to be a tough stretch right here. You know, we were able to keep the confidence. The conference tournament championship game, I mean, that's still a great accomplishment. Obviously, not as great as we would have liked.
Right.
As a coach, you know, I look back and think there's some things I could have done to maybe help it and turn that thing around, but we didn't get it done. So, you know, the important thing is we finished as a top 16 seed and we're able to host the first and second round. That makes all the difference. That's the most pressure I feel all year. Because every game is so critical to staying in that top 16 seed. And, you know, we were able to do that with big wins over UConn, a big win over Colorado, over in the Virgin Isles, and then some big wins in the conference. So we were able to get that home court advantage. That gave us some confidence. Our fans, we feed off of them. So we were able to get a couple of big wins. And now you look at this juggernaut of, you know, we beat Tennessee, Stanford, Texas. And I know on those last two, we were given like a 20-something percent chance of winning. And I know it's going to be in the teens for this next game, our chances of winning. But they just, you know, they're having fun. I think that's been our big thing is, hey, we're having fun. We don't want it to end. And so we just keep playing. And, you know, I'm proud of them.
Yeah, I mean, South Carolina is who they are, right? They have not lost. And what Dawn Staley has done with the Gamecocks program is just, it goes, you know, right, like she's Pat Summitt, Gino Auriemma levels of dominance.
This is her best team, in my opinion, even though they've had some great teams. They've won a national championship, but they can shoot the ball better than they've ever been able to. And when you've got Cordozo on the block and you can shoot from the perimeter, the defense has to pick their poisons.
Let me ask you about Sinai Rivers. And does this game mean even maybe a little bit more for her? I don't know the circumstances around her decision to leave South Carolina, come to NC State, but what do you think she's going through right now?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Hadn't really talked about it. Of course, we got back at, you know, 3 a.m. or whatever. And then yesterday the players were off. So we really hadn't talked about it. And again, I'm not real big into, you know, Mimi Collins, played at Tennessee. That's where she started.
Right.
And we played them, and, you know, River Baldwin came from Florida State, and, we played them during the season. And, you know, it's just, I think they've done a great job of just being able to focus on what's at hand, and that's playing basketball. And, so I don't, you know, again, I'm sure it'll be a little different. Shania's, we've never really talked a whole lot about why she left or whatever. I'm sure it was just, she just, you know, regretted not coming to state and playing for Wolfpack West. I'm sure that was the driving force, but.
Of course it was.
No, yeah. But, you know, I'm not sure. And like I said, it's just got to try to keep it the same process, preparation, you know, the scout, the film, the focus, and then go out and play. And so we probably won't get into a whole lot of that stuff.
All right, let me ask you about the 3-point line on the court in Portland. What did you say when it was brought to your attention? And for those people who didn't know whether or not it was noticeable, watching the game last night where they put the line where it was supposed to be, you could see the difference. It was almost a foot difference on one side of the court. So what did you say? What went through your mind when they told you, hey, Coach, by the way, the arcs are not right? Adam Gold here with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Are most of your clients hands-on, or they just give you their money and let it work for them?
About 90% give the money, and then we meet every year and go through status reports, have a financial pit stop, making sure everything's fine. It is like a puzzle, Adam, but for the next 10 of you, we'll solve your own retirement puzzle at no cost or obligation.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Well, we both had already played games on it. And most of my players shoot so dang far behind the line, I don't know if it matters. But, you know, my big thing was we were told 12 minutes before tip is when we found out. And we were told it would take over an hour for the floor company to get there, fix it. And, you know, we would also lose the ABC TV window.
Right.
But that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And I just felt like, you know, hey, we're both going to play on each end for a half. If it goes overtime, we might have an issue. But, you know, looking back on it, and Vic Schaefer's a lot smarter than me. This is probably what he was thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, at first he didn't want to do it. He wanted to wait. And then he finally agreed, okay. And I wonder, you know, we shot better on the correct end in both games than we shot on the shorter end.
Really?
And he may have been smarter. You know, I'm thinking, oh, you're going to have advantage because it's shorter. Well, you're also going to have a disadvantage because that's not where you're used to shooting from. You've shot all year. You shot all your life on this other line. So he was smarter than me probably. He thought, hey, let them shoot on that end the second half, and maybe it'll mess them up. But, you know, either way, like I said, we shot better on the regulation end both games. So I don't know that it was an advantage. Plus, Texas – let's face it, they hammer the ball inside and they kill you on the board. So I don't know if it matters if there's a 3-point line, hardly.
Well, they didn't do enough of that because you are still playing. What was this weekend like? First of all, when you got back and the reception that you guys got when you returned, and then the men, you know, kind of, they copied you. You guys do it all first, then the men copied you. What was that whole thing like?
They actually got back before us, so they had their party a little bit ahead of us.
My gosh!
Yeah, Adam, it was unbelievable. You know, we pull up here at 2:30 in the morning or so, maybe even 3, and there's several cop cars out there controlling the crowd, the traffic. You got the band and, you know, the mascots. And, I mean, you know, I told all those students, you know, hey, this is awesome. Let's all go to cookout, you know. you know, that's what they normally do. But anyway, yeah, our fans are so unbelievable. And that's what makes it special, too. You want to do this for them. You know, they go so hard for us and give us. I mean, we sold out every ACC game, maybe every game, pretty much. And so you want them to be rewarded and to be able to enjoy some good times and maybe even brag a little bit around here, you know, in the Triangle area. So yeah, it's pretty special. And the men, you know, I got to see the championship game up there in D.C. Coach Keats is an unbelievable man and coach. And to see all that come together and the way he brought that team together down the stretch, amazing. So it couldn't be any better. We got to see the last probably 12 minutes of the men's game at the arena after we were done with all the press stuff. So pretty special time right now, as you said, to be in a Wolfpacker.
You guys watched the last 12 minutes of the game, and so did Duke. Wes Moore is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I mean, look, it's a joke, but I thought the game was really over with about 14 minutes left in the half. It just looked like one team was more comfortable in that situation than the other, and the more comfortable team, you know, had to rally to take the lead. But I thought you guys also looked very, very comfortable in the fourth quarter. Before we say goodbye, first of all, when do you leave for Cleveland?
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Our flight's at 5 o'clock, so I think we're leaving campus at about 4 o'clock, and we're excited to get up there, and we're kind of the party crashers, you know. You look at the other three teams that are there, and so we're going to the rock and roll party in Cleveland, and we're crashing it, so it's kind of fun being that person.
Oh man, it should be a blast. And last night, by the way, I watched both games last night. It was just unbelievable theater and so much star power on the court in both games. All right, before I let you go, what is your cookout shake? Since you brought cookout up, what is your cookout shake, and what is your order at cookout, just in case?
All right, man, I go with the tray. I get the burger, fries, corn dog, and a huge iced tea, half and half, sweet and unsweet. And then the milkshakes, I try to, you know, you don't look like me, Adam, without making some sacrifices, you know. But if I'm doing a shake, it's probably going to be boring, just like an Oreo shake.
There's nothing boring about an Oreo shake or talking with Wes Moore. You are the best, man. I look forward to talking to you when you guys come back with a crown. Thank you so much for the time on short notice, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
No problem. It's always fun, Adam. Thanks so much. Go Pack.
He's just amazing. He's Wes Moore.
You can tell he's the life of the party.
Oh, man.
He's fun.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.